4. Working Girl. Love is a fire, but whether it is going to warm your heart or burn down your house, you can never tell. Joan Crawford. I wrote up a treatment, but I knew from my years in LA attempting to get projects off the ground that to get the video project up and running, I needed someone who could bring what I was lacking to the table. Big credentials. This was low-budget filmmaking in uncharted waters. And at that time, I happened to know a guy, Kerry Woods, who was known for being a groundbreaking indie producer. His movies had much bigger budgets than this, but he was an innovative guy, and I was pretty good at guerrilla filmmaking, given my experience writing and directing many shorts on very small budgets, so I thought it might work. My first step was to talk to Kerry about producing or consulting on this documentary and or the shorts for the web. He wanted to meet with Johnny to see if he liked him. I set up a dinner meeting at Serafina with Johnny and Kerry in New York City, and they hit it off, as I suspected they would. I joined them for part of the dinner. It was a go, but because of Kerry's schedule, he only wanted to commit to consulting. The next step was for Kerry and me to meet with Nick Baldick, the guy running Johnny's Political Action Committee, or PAC, as the people in politics call it. I set up the meeting in D.C. and took the train down the night before the meeting. I was in Johnny's living room, eating takeout from Paolo's, when Nick called to get my date of birth for a flight. Nick wanted our info because Kerry and I were invited after our meeting to travel via private plane to Raleigh with Johnny for a Dave Matthews Band concert. I was excited about this because, thanks to Mimi...